Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I appreciate you joining me today. And as I've been waiting before the Lord, He placed a message on my heart that I believe is going to be a great blessing to you. As I've been working in the office, as I've been answering the letters and mail that has come in, I've been aware from UCM partners that there has been a lot of spiritual warfare going on in their lives, some very serious concerns and the enemy just rising up in so many ways. And so I believe what I'm going to be sharing with you this week, if you will hear the word of the Lord and be willing to apply it, I believe it's going to help you through your time of trouble, through the battles and the trials that you're going through. And in fact, as we begin sharing the word, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, for the privilege we have to come together and worship you in spirit and in truth, that we have the privilege and opportunity to be able to share your word. And Father, I'm asking for your anointing right now, not only upon the delivery of the word, but Lord, everyone who's listening, Lord, you see the issues, the troubles, the battles, the things they're dealing with very personally in their own lives. And I thank you, Lord, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And I thank you, Lord, that this word is a word in season. It may be one that will be just the very key that will release people into the victory that they have been desiring. I take authority over discouragement. I take authority over depression, oppression, and I release the anointing of God to destroy every yoke. Father, I just thank you how you are moving in this ministry. And Lord, just recently you caused me to understand that in a particular area that I was praying and now see the answer forthcoming, that you gave your answer in the right time, that you were working behind the scenes in situations and in the lives of people that I had no awareness of, Lord, but you were causing it all to come together in perfect timing. I praise you and I thank you for it. Thank you for blessing your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, as I was praying, I was just thinking of another time in our ministry. Oh, perhaps this goes back to the late 70s. And we had moved from 41st and Telegraph, and we were in another location that was fine for the present, but we were really asking God to move us on and to give us our own place, our own church that we could rent. And God did that. He opened up Moore Drive in Hayward, in which we shared facilities with another church. However, we had our own offices, our own printing plants upstairs, and we had our own sanctuary, and that worked out very well for a time and a season until the Lord moved us on. But the thing we found out is that in that situation, the Lord was caught where He wanted us. This particular church was building on a whole new addition where they were going to have their sanctuary. And so you see, there really was a time factor involved. Now, I'm sharing these personal details or ministry details, so you will be encouraged. Some of you have been really discouraged. You've been praying and praying. You say, Lord, I don't see an answer forthcoming, but just know that He always answers prayer. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's no, sometimes it's just wait, because He is moving according to His perfect will. He doeth all things well. And that's His desire for you, His very best. And so just be encouraged to know that even you may not have seen results, don't faint, don't give up. In due season, you will reap. As the word says, if you faint not. Praise God. Well, before my time totally flies away, I'd like to share a scripture in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 24. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. What I'd like to be sharing with you today, and as the Lord would develop in succeeding broadcasts, is on the precious blood of Jesus. Now, that's something we don't hear a lot about today. In many wanting to be seeker-friendly churches, the blood is something that they prefer not to speak of, that it is offensive to and distasteful to the unbeliever. And yet, beloved, the blood of the covenant, that blood of sprinkling that speaks of better things through the new covenant that Jesus established, is what gives us victory, not only our eternal salvation and redemption, but gives us victory in our day-to-day lives. And perhaps there's no greater mystery in the Christian life than the worth and power of the precious blood of Jesus. Now, we may not understand it fully, but we know Scripture tells us that the life is in the blood, and without shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. When God placed Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, "You must not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, lest you die." They disobeyed, and physical as well as spiritual death came to them and all of their children, that is, the rest of mankind, up until this very day. However, he had already provided a remedy in eternity past. He prepared that the precious Lamb of God would shed his sinless blood that we could be restored to fellowship with our God. That's why Jesus came into the earth. That's why the Word was made incarnate. He dwelt among us so that we could be forever with him, whomsoever will. Now, some of you perhaps are listening and you've not really committed your life to the Lord. You may not understand fully this whole Christian experience, but let me tell you and give you a bit of advice from my own experience. When I, back in 1973, met some real Christians, I was thrown into a great turmoil. I had practically made a vow that I would never be in church again. I had cast away all my upbringing. I was raised in a nominal Christian denomination, and I walked in the ways of the world. And so I was actually being drawn by the Holy Spirit. I sensed something that was pulling me to understand and seek more. And yet my natural mind was at enmity with me. I was going to take its law. I was going to try to understand the things of God with my natural mind. And of course, that's an impossibility. And so, beloved, the only way we can come to God is by laying down our intellectual faculties, our logic, our reason, and come to God by faith. And so I prayed that first prayer I ever prayed. I said, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." Now, am I making light of the wonderful capacity that God has given man? Look at the tremendous advances in science and medicine. What man has done, the increase of knowledge, the mind of man is a wonderful thing. We've been created in God's image. Logic and reason, all those aspects, our emotional capacities. We are in the image of God. However, we have to understand we are created beings. And even if you don't believe that, I challenge you in the name of the Lord to try. Try God. See if he will not honor your sincerity. You may not believe in him, but you say, "God, if you're real, make yourself real to me." That's a challenge that he loves. Now, I trust most of the people I am speaking to today are Christians, and we can rejoice in what Jesus has done for us. But we must not limit the power of the blood of Christ to what we understand, even as Christians. The blood of sprinkling, Hebrews 12 and 24 says, that speaketh better things. God wants the blood of Jesus for a witness. Now, I've shared that This is a time when many of God's people are going through some really severe testings and trials. And a familiar scripture found in Isaiah 59 and 19 says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift a standard against him." That's Isaiah 59 and 19. Now, I have heard some preachers over the years say, we put the comma in the wrong place. It should be read and understood as, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." Well, may I say, this is just my own opinion, I believe both interpretations are correct. Like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will come in to save His beloved. But I don't know about you, beloved, I have experienced times in my life when the enemy has come in like a flood, and you're drowning in the waters, it seems. So, beloved, just be encouraged that no matter where you're at this point in time, you might feel that you're ready to go down for the third time. Nonetheless, God will deliver you out of those many waters. Now, floods in Scripture refer to the strategy of our arch enemy, Satan, the devil, and they cover a wide variety of satanic intrigues. The devil is out to kill, to wreck family love, to destroy marriages, to attack the human body with sickness and stress, to bring divisions, to bring jealousy, fear, worry, hate, vain imaginations, anything to break down the physical and spiritual life of the saint of God. And beloved, we are not strong enough to combat him. But I do have some good news for you. And I can see my time is coming to a close, so we're going to have to save this good news until tomorrow. But Jesus is the answer. He's the way for us. So as you're listening to me now, you may never have written. Some of you I know have listened for a long time. Some of you have listened for years and never written. But if you sense the little tugging of the Holy Spirit on your heart, He has a reason for doing that. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information, and I look forward to receiving your letter. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.